Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We are in the midst of a telethon. We're doing great, thanks to you guys in the audience. But I want to give you some reasons why you should not give to Bob Inyard Live. All right, I'm going to give you some reasons why you should not give. And I really hope that people do give, because we're getting there. We're at 37%, is it? $9,300, $9,000. $300 has come in our February telethon toward our vital goal of $25,000. But I know that one of the main reasons that unbelievers in America give for rejecting the Church of Jesus Christ is that it's all about money. That our churches, it's all about money. That our TV evangelists, it's all about money. And that it's a big ripoff, and that they use religion and guilt and desperation to squeeze money out of people who are basically manipulated. And so that is such a real concern of ours here at Bob Inyard Live, and even at Denver Bible Church, where I have the honor of being the pastor. We almost never talk about giving at our church. We don't talk about giving. We give people reasons to give to other ministries and to give elsewhere far more frequently than we talk about giving to our church, which maybe we've been a church since the year 2000, January 1st, 2000. We started meeting as a church, and maybe we have mentioned giving to our church an average of once a year, maybe. I'm not sure, something like that. So as a general rule, we just don't talk about giving. But I want to give you some reasons not to give to this ministry. Okay, you may have heard, and I'll mention some things you may have heard from televangelists, for example, that you will not hear at Bob Inyard Live. In fact, we'll teach the exact opposite. You may have heard this cliche: if God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. Have you ever heard that? Some healing ministry televangelists will say, hey, God wants to give you money. He wants to give you money, but if you're going to hoard the money that you already have, how could God give money to you if he can't get it through you? So you have to give money to us, and the more money that God can get through you, the more he'll get to you. So the bigger amount that you write the check for, you authorize on your credit card, the bigger amount right now, the more money that God will be able to get to you. And of course, what's so tragic about that is the human heart, you know, the heart is deceptive. The heart is deceptive. And we easily could do things for the wrong motive. So that is why missionary dating is not a good idea. What does missionary dating do? It confuses people. Here's an unbeliever, and he's in love with this woman who's a Christian. And she says, but I can't marry you unless you're a Christian. So he's torn, and he says, well, of course I love you. Of course I'll be a Christian. He's not even aware that he's just agreeing outwardly so he could get this woman. And so he deceives himself regarding something as important as his salvation. And same thing with giving money to the Lord and for ministry and our relationship and trusting God. You have Christian ministries that are willing to confuse people's motives so that they can get more money to their bottom line. If God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. That's devastating. If you give to this ministry, God will give you a lot more money. It's just absolutely devastating. And you won't hear that at Bob Inyard Live. What you will hear is that we do need your help to stay on the air. And with God's help, we don't use the manipulative techniques that the body of Christ is despised for in the unbelieving world. We don't use those, we abhor those, and we expose those. And as a result, guess what? If your church has a heavy-handed, you better give 10% or more of your gross and so on, they're going to get a lot more money with that heavy-handed approach. It does work. It works on average. And so ministries that make an effort to be more honorable before God and not manipulate people financially, it's more difficult to pay the bills. And so if you recognize the validity of what goes on here at Bob and Yurt Live and that it's necessary, please, we need you to call. And even right now, the number is 1-800-8-NYURT. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now let's go to the phones in Thornton, Colorado. Danielle, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Hi. Well, good teaching as usual. And I just wanted to make a couple comments, one of which I would encourage everybody to donate and pledge to your show. Your teachings have been phenomenal and just life-changing for our family.
Well, thank
and
you, Danielle.
I'd like to have you include us or add us to the list of 1,000 people at least that have been changed to strongly pro-life
result
of
your
ministry.
Danielle, that was funny. That was just sort of an off-the-cuff comment that we don't know how many people have become strong, committed pro-lifers through this ministry, but we estimate it's at least 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've been hearing from people around the country and here in Colorado, add us to your list. We are strong, committed pro-lifers as we learned about Thou Shall Not Murder in Unborn Children through Bob and Yurt Live.
That's right. And not only are we strongly pro-life, but we have learned so much from your ministry. We were encouraged to pull our kids out of public school as a direct result of your radio show, and we have a clear understanding of judging and God and the death penalty and homosexuality. All of those are just a direct result of your ministry, and just so grateful for that, and just want to encourage everybody to donate and purchase your products. One of the best things that we bought, one of the first things, was the plot.
Oh, the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible.
That's right, and that just changed our view on the Bible and just gave us such a great understanding of God's Word and how to apply
it. Oh, that's exciting. Danielle, can I tell you something that happened today? You mentioned that you guys made sure your kids wouldn't go to public school through hearing on this program of how destructive the godless education system is to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to a coffee shop today,
mm-hmm.
and that's permitted because I'm not a Mormon, right? I went to a coffee shop, and a gal behind the counter said, Bob, could I talk to you for a moment? I listened to your show a couple months ago when you were in, and she seems like a really neat Christian gal, a mom. In fact, she's friends with a Christian leader in town that we respect greatly,
mm-hmm.
and she told me a story that I'm trying to figure out, you know, why she told the story. It was a neat story that her 13-year-old girl was asked to give a speech where she opposed some policy of her school.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, I figured, okay, a Christian school wouldn't do that
because
that's like encouraging kids to think in a rebellious way.
Mm-hmm.
And so what she did the speech on, which was great, was that abortion is wrong.
Wow.
And that, you know, praise the Lord for that. She mentioned Gianna Jensen,
mm-hmm.
who was aborted but then lived.
Right.
And was the speaker at the banquet a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember. I heard
Yeah.
That.
So it was a really neat speech. And she told me that. And it's hard to get into a conversation with somebody behind a business counter. But I had the feeling there was another reason for telling me, in that the show she probably heard a couple months ago, we probably warned Christians, don't send your kids to the godless public schools. Pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so here was this Christian mom's very kind and gracious way of trying to nudge me a little to realize that these Christian kids make an important impact to their school.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I went to school, public high school, as a Christian, and I had some kind of positive influence, and I had an overwhelming negative influence with all the sexual immorality that was pretty much 100% on everybody I knew on their minds through the whole school year.
Well, yeah, I went to public school too, and I did a show with Joe Scott on your radio show several months back. But yeah, the sexual immorality is rampant, and you know, as a result of their great sex ed classes, you know, I was pregnant and had a baby in the ninth grade.
Oh my!
You know, by their wonderful safe sex techniques.
Danielle, and I'm very sorry about that, but I'm very thankful that you've turned to the Lord and realized the lies and the deceptions there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think, well, our kids, we're sending off our kids to be missionaries, But many times, these parents, they're not missionaries to their work.
No, they're,
not missionaries on the 16th Street Mall, but they send their young kids. And you know what? Even when those kids end up backsliding, say they're sophomores, juniors, seniors in high school, and they're in rebellion, and they're, you know, the parents catch them whatever doing, they still keep them in the public school.
I know.
They don't take them out because, well, I sent my child to the mission field, and now my child has joined the enemy side.
Well, yeah, they're sending their children to the wolves. And, you know, Jesus never called children into the mission field. You know, when he was saying go out to all the nations, he was speaking to grown men who were his disciples.
To adults.
Yes, and if one of these...
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And they need to be in the care of their parents at home, not out in a mission field.
Yeah, and the curriculum in the public schools is written by adults designed to ruin a young person's trust in God.
That's right.
That's what the curriculum is designed to do more than teach them phonics.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they don't even teach
phonics. No, they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
It's designed to undermine their reliance on the Creator God.
That's right. It's a humanistic establishment.
Yeah.
And it's a pagan seminary.
So you send your kids...
Children have no business being educated in a pagan seminary.
No, a godless education system is not one a Christian parents should send their kids to. So you send your kids there, and you hope your kids are going to have that great influence on the hundreds they go to school with and the faculty and the curriculum, but the results overwhelmingly are the opposite, and our Christian kids get destroyed. They get beat up, and they get ground up in the meat grinder of the godless education system. So I pray, well, number one, Danielle, it's because of warning parents for things like this that Bob Inyart Live has, of course, a harder time growing a larger audience and getting the additional financial support because parents get hurt.
Yeah.
And so, but we thought this through years ago. I mean, 15 years ago. We said, you know, if we don't warn people about how bad the public schools are, we'll have a bigger audience and they'll send in more money.
Yeah, but your audience will be lukewarm. I'd rather have a few strong supporters that are solid in their faith and that are raising their families up for Christ and suffer a little bit financially rather than, you know, having a mega audience, you know, where there's tolerance and diversity and anything goes as far as truth.
Right. So if there's someone listening right now and their kids go to public school and they're, you know, they really like Bob Inyart Live, but they don't like what I say about their school and their kids, but they want to give to the telethon, I'll give them another reason, don't give. Don't give if your kids go to public school.
Well, and if they really love their children and they love the Lord, then they need to pull their kids out before their kids are destroyed.
First, take care of your child's health and safety and spiritual welfare and take your kids out of this godless education system. Then give to Bob Inyart Live.
Right.
But you know what? Then it'll be more difficult because families that send their kids to the public schools, they tend to be two-income Christian families where mom and dad both work, whereas the homeschool families where mom commits her life to staying home to teach the kids and the parents who send their kids to a Christian school, and that's expensive. Many of those parents, like at our church, they work at Maranatha Christian Center so their kids could have a Christian curriculum, a Christian education. Those are single-income families.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of people we have in our audience, and it's very difficult to survive in a dual-income economy with single-income families.
Yeah, it is difficult, but when you commit your ways to the Lord, things work themselves out.
You may not
have a nice fancy house, but, you know, we have children that are obedient and that love the Lord, and we're doing what God calls us to do. And I know the Lord will bless you, too, Bob, for your ministry.
Well, thank you.
Reaching out to so many and changing the lives of millions, I'm sure.
Danielle, thank you so very much.
Well, thank you.
May
and
God
I
bless
encourage
you.
Everyone to support your ministry.
All right. I appreciate
that. Have a good
that.
One.
Okay. And so what happens is that the families that are so encouraged by Bob Inyart Live, typically they're the homeschool families, the single-income families who struggle in order to honor God by not handing their kids over to a godless education system. And so they support Bob Inyart Live. They do. But it's difficult for them. It's very difficult for them, and they give until it hurts, many of them. They give in a very sacrificial way. And so then there may be others whose kids have graduated. they're out of the house, and they don't have quite that same difficulty. And maybe you guys, grandma, grandpa, maybe you guys could help more while the young families that homeschool their kids are struggling and give what they can. Maybe you could help us out and help them. The phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. We're really doing well for the beginning of the month still. It's February 6th, and we are at over a third. We're at 37% of our goal of $25,000. And I really hope that somebody could call in with a couple $100, $500, $1,000. Maybe you could subscribe to our BEL Televised Classics. Whoa, people are subscribing to that, and they're so excited. Some people didn't know that Bob and Yurt Live was a TV show for years. We were on in 80 cities, five nights a week for an hour, and boy, did we have a lot of fun. It's funny, it's entertaining, and you could get this. It's sort of like buying Green Acres first season. Well, you could subscribe and get the BEL Televised Classics, and you could get 4 shows a month, 8 shows, or 16 shows a month. And 16 would be $50 a month, $49.99, and we apply that to our telethon. We multiply the amount by 10. So that would be like giving $500 toward our telethon goal of $25,000. So please, if you could make a one-time gift, a monthly pledge, subscribe to the BEL Classics or the BEL Bible Study Albums or the monthly sermons, boy, we'd be so thrilled to have you come on board, help out in that way, and then hopefully you will be blessed also. So I'm giving you reasons why you should not give to Bob and Yurt Live. So if you've heard a TV evangelist say, if God can get it through you, he'll get it to you, don't give for that reason. Do not give. Because that is a scam to manipulate Christians into having a double-minded heart to think, oh, I want to give money to God, so I'll give more to this ministry so God will give me more money. A lot of people, when it comes to money, that confuses their motivations. Why am I doing this? Am I doing it for the Lord, or am I doing it to get money? Hey, if I give to this ministry, I'll get rich if I give them a lot. So I'll give them $1,000 and wait for my hundredfold. No, you're not going to hear that taught here. In fact, we will correct that. You hear things like, if you give money here, you have a loved one who's ill, and you want a healing for that person, you give money here, and you free up God to bless you. That is all manipulative, it's lies, it is destructive, and it brings shame to the body of Christ. Your marriage is falling apart, and you've lost the commitment, the fidelity of your spouse, and is it because of your selfishness? You're selfish with what God has given you, and so he doesn't trust you with more. You wonder why there's no blessing of God in your marriage, in your family. Look, here's your opportunity. Give sacrificially, and God will give to you. You're not going to hear that here because it's a lie. It's false. Hey, there is a time to teach people that you reap what you sow, and when you obey God, you receive back 100-fold. You receive back till you're blessed to abundance. There is a time to teach that, but it's not during a fundraiser. It's not when you put your address up on a screen saying, send us a donation. That is not the time to tell people that God blesses obedience. Because that is a dual message. You're playing with people's motivations in their heart, and it's wrong. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. How about the story of Ananias and Sapphira in the book of Acts? That's told to guilt people into thinking that if somebody doesn't give to the ministry, God will kill them. I've heard that message preached specifically, that if you don't give, this was at a large charismatic church here in Denver, with the pastors on TV. And if you don't give, God, it was, in fact, the message went on for over an hour. The whole message was only about giving money. That was it. It was about giving money, and it was based on Acts chapter 5. God killed Ananias and Sapphira. that God killed them. And that was just so devastating, that entire message. And God killed Ananias and Sapphira. It was for a reason. If you don't understand the story of the Bible, you don't know why God did it. If you don't understand the story of the book of Acts, you don't know why they died. Why doesn't God kill other people when they lie about how much they give to church? That was Ananias and Sapphira were an object lesson to the nation of Israel. In the book of Acts, in early Acts, God was telling the Jews, if you hold back, I will cut you off. You have to give yourselves to me fully, trust in your resurrected Messiah, or I will cut off Israel. And Ananias and Sapphira, they did not give wholly, they held back, and God cut them off as a warning to the Jews that were preached to by the apostles. So, are we going to the phones here? Let's go to the phones. This is Ed in Lakewood, Colorado. Ed, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Bob, it's Dr. Ed. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Ed. You only called in a couple days ago.
Well, I thought I'd make another pledge.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
You already made such a large pledge that we were stunned. And you really helped
fine.
Kick us off to a great start.
I was going to pledge $100 a month.
Oh, my.
Listening to you while you're doing surgery, I told you on Sunday, I don't listen to any talk radio while I'm doing surgery. It's just so agitating, but I made an exception for your show. Is it okay if I put a plug in for the Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship?
Could you please, because we love those guys, and they meet once a month.
It's 7 o'clock this week, and it's Dr. Tommy Mitchell.
I just looked up the website for Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship,
mm-hmm.
and it's so easy to remember. They're at youngearth.org.
Yes, yes.
Youngearth.org, and they're meeting.
It's at Holly Hills Bible Church. It's actually 2400 South Holly, and they've got great speakers. You know, they've got Dwayne Gish and Russell Humphreys and Werner Gitt and Gary Parker. Everybody knows Gary Parker.
Amen. So 7 p.m. sharp.
Yeah, that's this Friday. Let's
Friday?
Give me a call off the air, and let's go together.
All right. Thank you, Doc. I'll do that. We'll go together. Thank you so much. It's Friday. Okay, second Friday.
Yeah, I have a good friend. He's a geophysicist from Mines, and he's a young Earth creationist. He's going with us, too.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, so put me down for another
$100 a month. We'll apply that to our telethon times 10.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Doc. God bless you. It's the second Friday of the month at 2400 South Holly Street. That's near Yale and Holly and I-25, that area. You could go to youngearth.org on the internet and click on their map and see right how to get there. And their meetings are tremendous. There's always well over 100 people in attendance. It is a creation fellowship. It's called Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship. It is a lot of fun. Praise the Lord for RMCF. Okay. All right, so reasons why not to give. You know, I am not going to say to you that if you give to this ministry, God will bless you. I am not going to say that. There is a time to tell people that when you obey God, you reap his blessings. That is an important teaching that we should make. But the absolute wrong time for any church or any Christian TV show, evangelist, or radio ministry, the absolute wrong time to say to someone that God will bless you if you give to ministry is when you're having a fundraiser or when you're trying to collect money for your own ministry. That is the wrong time to teach that. It's wrong. If you plant seed in good soil, you'll reap a harvest of 100-fold. Yeah, that's absolutely true. But don't say it during a telethon. If you do, you bring shame to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we then rightly get condemned. We rightly get condemned as doing religion for the money. So, hey, Mike from Thornton, $50 donation. Mike, thank you very, very much. That's $1,050 so far today. And today goes on when we go off the air. The show still airs on the internet at KGov, KGOV.com. You might want to think about making the subscription to the BEL Televised Classics or our monthly Bible study album. That is a lot of fun. Or the monthly sermons. So you can call us or go online. Online, it's easy. It's at KGov, KGOV.com. But you know what? We'd love to hear from you. You could call us. I'll give you the 800 number, and then if you're in Colorado, I'll give you the local number, 800-836-9278. Or if you're local, you could jot this down, keep it on your computer contact file, 303-463-7789. That's the back door line into the BEL cabin here in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. And we would love to hear from you. We have seen over the years the families that have come to the Lord, the kids who've been held out of public schools to be homeschooled, to get a Christian education, individuals who have gone from homosexual lifestyles to committed Christians married with homeschooled kids, dramatic testimonies. And we ask you to help us to continue that ministry, if you can. If you're in agreement, if you see the value, and you can, please help if you can. It's very important to Bob and Your Live, especially this time. That's why the goal is as it is, 25,000. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. I know this is a bit more difficult than a regular show. Who likes to hear a telethon? I don't. Hey, in Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. Maranatha. God bless you.